latest drought monitor map reflects what every South Carolina farmer already knows. We are in a drought. And here to talk about it, Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And Commissioner, just how bad is it?
Well, you're right. It's getting worse, and we've known it. Now the numbers back it up. Last week on July 3rd, we got our latest drought monitor map, which showed over 70% of the state in a moderate drought condition. And just 2 weeks before that, it was only a small, you know, maybe a quarter of the state at that moderate drought condition. So that just lets us know it's gotten worse recently, which all of us know. And then just under 20% is in the severe drought category. And I think it's, for the most part, right around my home county of Orangeburg in that area, because we felt it for a while, ever since, I guess, prior to Memorial Day.
It's been dry in South Carolina, North Carolina as well, and, of course, we're seeing some damage in the field. What have you seen and what have you heard, particularly affecting corn?
Well, obviously, corn without irrigation is really going to suffer. Just because, as I said, in the real corn area, you know, the lower part of the state, it's early planted corn is in really severe status right now. Tasseling with this heat and dry never is good for corn at all. So PD's similar, and just from reports we're getting from farmers, and as it makes its way into the reporting to the drought committee. Folks trying to get soybeans planted in May, maybe into June, just having to hold off until there's enough moisture in the ground to do so.
What have you heard about some of the other crops? Peaches, of course, are well into harvest, and peanuts. Have you gotten any reports on any of those crops?
Seems like peanuts are faring better than you might expect. Now, naturally, our pastures are a concern. Folks already feeding some hay from storage, I guess, from last year.
Mm-hmm.
So pastures for beef, that's going to be a concern. So all across the spectrum, it's going to be a challenge with the lack of rainfall.
I believe you mentioned that there's been some passing showers around, but really we need more than just these little showers, don't we?
That's right. In Orangeburg, lower part of Orangeburg where I live, Sunday a week ago, we got around an inch of rain. So, you know, those help. But right now we could use an inch a week.
The reports keep coming in from around the state, and those reports turned in to Clemson Extension, of course, very important as they get relayed to the drought monitor. Is there any word of any sort of declaration that could come that might trigger some disaster relief down the road?
Well, that's the process all the time, is that as the drought, let's hope it doesn't continue, but if it were to continue, then we get the reports county by county rolled up, and then we'll make application for disaster declaration, and then it starts the process of the government assistance. But this is not like it, it's just some low interest loans that would be available, things like that. So, but it's a process, and reporting, as we're talking about, is the first part of it.
Commissioner, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I guess let's just pray for rain and hope that this drought doesn't linger too long.
The irrigation, for those that have it, is helpful, but there is nothing like a good soaking rain. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. Expanding drought, that's the topic on the Southern Farm Network.